The big political story this evening. Sharad Pawar has lost his party, the NCP, the party that he founded after parting ways with the Congress 25 years ago. The Election Commission on Tuesday recognized the faction led by his nephew, Ajit Pawar, as the real NCP and allocated it the party name and symbol of clock. The Election Commission went by the test of legislative majority as it gave the party and the symbol to Ajit Pawar, as majority of the MLAs of the NCP are with him. Joining us first on the show is our big newsmaker, senior NCP leader Praful Patel is joining me live. Mr. Patel, I appreciate your time. You have reasons to celebrate today. Congratulations. You're now in charge of the NCP. But Mr. Sharad Pawar's faction is all set to approach the Supreme Court. So there is going to be a long legal battle, perhaps?
Well, first and foremost, let me express satisfaction that the Election Commission has finally taken a decision. And the NCP belongs to whom, and the symbol is with whom, is at least settled for the time being and recognized. So the matter rests there. Now, what you said about the legal challenge, I'm sure anybody is free to go to any higher court or any authority to seek redressal. But my own experience over the years in such matters, and especially, remember, we in 2003 had the same legal challenge for the NCP from Mr. P.A. Sangma then. And the formula which has been adopted by the Election Commission now, that is the test of legislative majority, was adopted then also.
Yes, so you're talking about the legislative majority here, Mr. Patel, but what is being said by Anil Deshmukh, who is part of Mr. Sharad Pawar's faction, is that this is murder of democracy. And they were prepared for this kind of,
start
perhaps,
believing in institutions.
Yeah. They were prepared for this nature.
Well, now you see, I don't want to go into, this is not something I'm looking at it as a celebration or a victory. Absolutely not. It's just that there was an issue which had to be resolved. It had to be resolved by an institution which is dealing with the subject. In this case, the Election Commission of India, which is a constitutional authority also. It is at the election commissioners are on par with judges of the Supreme Court. At the same time, their order is also subject to judicial challenge. And if they feel aggrieved, they are most welcome and free to, you know, seek redressal at the appropriate forum.
Because you're talking about test of majority, and I have the operative part of the Election Commission's order here, Mr. Patel, and it talks about the test of party constitution, the test of majority. The point here is that there were 10 rounds of hearing. The hearing went on for a few months. And finally, you have been given the party symbol and the party name. Going forward, particularly what you have as the challenge that is coming in for the Rajya Sabha seats, six of them, which go to polls on 27th of February. How is the party viewing that?
Well, I think the Election Commission has been very categorical in its order that for the Rajya Sabha election, the other faction will have to immediately by tomorrow, 4 p.m., ask for a name and a symbol so that if at all their MLAs are required to vote, they will have their own independent symbol and their party name, which will be adhered to by their MLAs. Otherwise, they will be considered as independents and they can vote for anybody who they choose to.
What does it do to the party cadre and, of course, the patron of this party, along with whom you actually were involved in the creation of this party? I mean, your equations with Mr. Sharad Pawar.
Well, I personally have always considered him as a mentor and a father figure, and I still consider him as a person of the highest esteem, and I will regard him for the rest of my life. I've never, hidden that fact. It's something which comes from within. The fact is there were political differences in terms of the direction which we chose to go And he probably did not want to follow the same line. Well, I think there was a stage when in the party, a large section, and therefore that has been established by the Election Commission, chose to, follow this path. And let me tell you one thing, that this is not something which has happened overnight. These discussions with Mr. Pawar also took place on so many occasions. And besides the fact of the Election Commission itself, there have been, several instances where I think a large section felt in a particular way, but out of respect for the leader, we chose to keep quiet.
Last question to you, Mr. Patel. Of course, this is going to be a big relief for all of you going ahead for elections also, because the Lok Sabha elections are around the corner as well. But, could the differences with Mr. Sharad Pawar and Supriya Sule could have been sorted out more amicably?
Well, first and foremost, this issue had to be resolved because we are going into a Lok Sabha election in a few months. And the Vidhan Sabha to Maharashtra and to some of the assemblies is coming immediately a few months after the Lok Sabha.
That's right.
So, how could we have a situation where there were two people using the same name, the same symbol and claiming to be the original party? It was creating a lot of confusion, and it's necessary for both sides, I would say, to resolve it one way or the other, because otherwise, even legally, technically, you couldn't be filing nominations on the basis of who will be the party. Nobody would be able to determine that, and that's where the Election Commission comes in. And also, in a way, it makes it very clear to the rank and file of the party. They can choose their sides, and that is what was very important. That's something which is very clear. Now, remaining other issues, as I said, if they want to go to any higher authority to appeal against this order, well, that's a democratic functioning of our system, and they should explore it if they feel that they have been aggrieved.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
But as far as Mr. Pawar is concerned, I'm sure Mr. Pawar would, I wish Mr. Pawar would have reconsidered his decision not to go along with the larger thought process within the party. And because, Mr. Pawar has been our mentor. Nobody is denying that. Nobody is denying the fact that he is the supreme leader of even Maharashtra, I would say, because of his long years, his seniority, and also his contribution to Maharashtra. So we don't want to get into that petty issues of, just because we have separated to just go into a slanging match against one versus the other. Some people have been, following that path, but I think nobody should take them seriously. The fact of the matter is we have chosen a direction, and today, let me be very clear that a large part of this country, large section of this country does believe that what we have done is right. What we have done is the right path, and the country is going to come to, take a decision in the next few months in the Lok Sabha, and it will be a thumping endorsement for the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji.
All right, Praful Patel, pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Top of Left, Right and Center.